Steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Hard to believe it. The LA Kings will be in town tomorrow, taking on the Golden Knights. We'll see Jack Eichel again for the second time. And I'll be honest with you. I'm not saying it was underwhelming, but you know, for a first game back after a serious disc replacement surgery, the fact that he apparently is okay and will be ready for action against the LA Kings, that's pretty good. In fact, it's darn good. Coming up, what is it that a lieutenant governor does? What is it he wants to do? Stavros Anthony is running for lieutenant governor, and I'll ask him the tough question. What the hell do you want this job for? No, seriously. No. What is this whole thing going to be about? Run for lieutenant governor. I always love it. Lieutenant governor is just a heartbeat away from being governor. So it's important in that sense. But what is it day in, day out that a lieutenant governor does? I'll ask Stavros Anthony. He must know because he wants the office. He's running for the Republican nomination for lieutenant governor. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
From Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Fears of a new war in Europe resurged Thursday as U.S. President Joe Biden warned Russia could invade Ukraine within days, and violence spiked in a long-running standoff in eastern Ukraine that some fear could be the spark for wider conflict. Senior Ukrainian official Olga Stefanashina says Ukraine is not the only one being tested by this threat of a Russian incursion.
These are not discussions only about Ukraine. These are discussions about the Europe itself and the European Union and European unity and the ability to address challenges and ability to show strengths. And this is also the test for leadership.
NATO allies rejected Russian assertions it was pulling back troops from exercises that had fueled fears of an attack. Applications for unemployment benefits increased slightly but remain historically low.
The Labor Department says jobless claims increased by 23,000 last week to 248,000. Claims were revised upward to 225,000 the previous week, but reflect relatively few layoffs across the economy. First-time applications for jobless aid are back down to fairly healthy pre-pandemic levels. Fewer than 1.6 million Americans were collecting unemployment benefits for the week that ended February 5th. That's down about 26,000 from the previous week. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A judge has ruled former President Donald Trump must answer questions under oath in a New York investigation into his business practices. State Judge Arthur Engoron made the decision today. Worries about Ukraine sent the Dow spinning down, the Dow dropping 622 points, the Nasdaq lower by 407. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
My leg was painful, red, and swollen just doing the crossword puzzle. I could have put off telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
He told his doctor and found out his leg pain, swelling, and redness are deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to the lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. If you have one or more of these symptoms, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
They're the Vegas dream team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman spoke ahead of the ribbon-cutting ceremony of the newest attraction in downtown Las Vegas today at the Neonopolis Complex on Fremont Street. The movie prop experience will offer many one-of-a-kind experiences that you can't find anywhere else. Props at the attraction include the filming of the puppets from Gremlins, the Back to the Future DeLorean, and wands and other props from the Harry Potter series, just to name a few. The Prop Museum opened at 12 o'clock noon today in downtown Las Vegas at Neonopolis. The vending machine at downtown Summerlin that gave out charitable donations to seven nonprofits raised nearly $740,000. During the holiday season, officials with the Giving Machine say the vending machine processed about 9,200 transactions, ranging from $3 to $300. More than $500,000 was donated to local nonprofits. Instead of dispensing the chosen selections, the Giving Machine, quote-unquote, allocated the contribution to the chosen nonprofit. Organizers say the Giving Machine will return in 2022 during the holiday season.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Congestion as you approach the downtown area on US 95 eastbound once you get past Valley View. And ahead of that, it's even slower. You'll see those lane restrictions on Interstate 515 both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue as that bridge reconstruction work continues.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Final hour, live and local. Joining us now, I'm so excited to have him on because I like him personally. He is somebody I've known through Greek Fest for many, many years. And now he is running for lieutenant governor. He is Stavros Anthony, and he joins us. Stavros, how you been, my friend?
I'm doing great, Kevin. Glad to be with you.
You just completed a statewide tour for your lieutenant governor's race. Tell me what people were telling you.
Yeah, I did my my first week through northern and central Nevada. It's my one of my first of many coming up in the next few months. And I tell you, there are some great Americans that I met in Carson City and Reno and Minden and Douglas County and Yerington, and met some folks in Goldfield all the way to Fallon. Just great people, and they're all very, very ticked off right now because of our Democrat government that is trying to destroy the state. They're very, very upset, and They all sound like they're going to work very hard to turn the state red.
I know that as a former member of Metro, you have a special feeling for law enforcement. While you were on your statewide tour, there was a 24-hour period in which there were 13 shootings, police shootings, across the nation. And it's this bullseye that seems to be on the back of law enforcement, it's getting worse by the day. Can you talk a little bit about your thoughts on what we have done and why we have allowed this to happen, to let police become targets out there? It makes their job so much more difficult.
Well, I'll tell you, I went to Republican women's groups, Lincoln Day dinners, talked to people one-on-one up in northern and middle Nevada, and they are very much pro-police. They're going to support our law enforcement officers every step of the way because they know that they're the ones that are going to protect our community. And you're right. I've never seen anything like this in my 29 years as a police officer with the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. In fact, in the last 3 years, the number of officers killed in the line of duty has almost tripled. And this is unacceptable. And really who I blame for this is the leftist Democrat Party that is out there constantly talking about anti-law enforcement programs and doing things that are increasing crime, like defunding the police, by not prosecuting criminals, by talking about how police officers are racist and they target other races. This is absolutely ridiculous, and what it does is emboldens criminals out there that hear all this stuff, and they say, you know what, next time I try to get arrested, I'm going to resist the police. Next time they show up, I'm going to shoot back. So I completely lay the blame on this for all the leftists in the Democrat Party that really hate law enforcement.
Let me ask you, Lieutenant Governor is one of those offices where a lot of people scratch their head and they don't know what a lieutenant governor does. And I got to admit, I know you have something to do with tourism, but beyond that, I don't know much other than you preside over the Senate, the state Senate. Can you talk a little bit about what a lieutenant governor actually does day to day over the course of a year?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, Kevin. It's not just you. I get it from a lot of people. And unfortunately, the lieutenant governor for the last 4 years has been really non-existent, really been doing anything. But the lieutenant governor is the second highest constitutional position in the state of Nevada. The lieutenant governor chairs the Tourism Commission, which I've been involved in for the last, 12 years on the Las Vegas City Council. We try to promote tourism as much as we can. The lieutenant governor sits on the state transportation board, which I currently serve on the regional transportation commission, so I have lots of background in transportation. Lieutenant governor is responsible for homeland security, so I'm going to use my 29 years of law enforcement experience to support our police officers, to support our police chiefs and sheriffs, and find out what they need from the state of Nevada to make sure that we have the best paid and equipped and trained police officers in the country to protect our community. And then finally, you mentioned the lieutenant governor is the president of the Senate during the legislative session. He casts a tie-breaking vote if there's a tie. The rest of it, I'll have to look up when I become lieutenant governor. I know there's some procedural issues that the president of the Senate does. And you know what? There is one other one which is very interesting. The legislature several years ago created the Office of Small Business Advocacy that was supposed to be run by the lieutenant governor. And you know when they just created it? A couple of days ago. So
really?
They've been sitting around for 4 years with this opportunity to help small businesses, to advocate for them. And during the last 2 years, small businesses have been devastated, and they just created this office, which is mind-boggling that they would do it now. It isn't really, because an election's coming up. But I plan on using that office.
No, of course not.
Very specifically to help small businesses in our state.
Can I ask you though? And by the way, the irony is true. It just happens to be before an election year. Oh, okay. I'm just curious though. What is it that we need to be doing to promote our state better? I know we've got LVCVA and a lot of organizations that do a lot, but is there something we're missing? Is there something that have we come all the way back now that the masks are off and all of that?
Well, we are coming back, absolutely, and a lot of credit goes to the there's a big tourism industry, obviously, that in this state. So I think from a state standpoint, I think it starts with making sure that our state is the safest tourist destination in the country. If we have tourists that don't want to come here because they don't feel it's a safe place to be, they're not going to come. So we have to make sure that from the Strip to downtown to our rural tourism areas, that when tourists go there, they feel like they're in a safe place. And that's the responsibility of the state and county local governments, and I'm going to be a big part of that. Second is we have to have a great transportation system to get people in and out of here. So our airport needs to continue to be a great place. So we have to make sure the roads coming in and out of Nevada, whether it's to Las Vegas or Reno or the rural areas, are in great shape, so people aren't telling themselves, well, I'm not driving in Nevada because the roads stink. We have to make sure that those are in good shape. And beyond that, the state needs to be a partner with all these businesses in the state of Nevada that promote tourism, whether it's a small mom-and-pop adventure small business or big casinos or whatever. The state and I as a lieutenant governor need to find out what they need from the state of Nevada so they're promoting Nevada and the other small areas within the state to promote small businesses. So we need to be a solid partner. And right now I don't see the lieutenant governor's office doing anything when it comes to tourism.
Yeah, yeah. How far back have we come? I know that we were devastated. The governor closed us down. But how far back have we come? And are we back to normal, or are we short of that?
I believe we're pretty much back to normal. I mean, look at the Super Bowl weekend. We had record-setting bets, and we had record-setting people come to the state. So people are getting tired of this this COVID nonsense with the masks and the mandates, and they want to get back out, and I think that's going to help Nevada, Las Vegas, and the rest of the tourism industry in our state. I think we're back, and we have to keep moving forward.
The governor unmasked Nevada. Is the vaccine mandate, is that next? And if so, how far are we from that?
Well, all I can tell you is, from my standpoint, we've had discussions at the city of Las Vegas to have vaccine mandates for our employees, and I told them I absolutely would not support something like that. And it has not come up for a vote or a discussion. So I think people are finally starting to realize that the government in the last couple of years has not been their friend. They've just been pushing all these mandates and masks, and you have to do this and you have to do that, and they're getting tired of it, and they're starting to push back. And you know, again, the mask mandate was lifted, but it's right before a election primary. I mean, that is so obvious. It's ridiculous. So I think that I trust the people to make sound decisions, and I think they're doing that right now.
And should the passport, the vaccine passport, should that be the next thing on the agenda? Should we end that next? And if so, yeah. Now or off in the distance?
I think it's un-American to have a vaccine passport to actually show papers that talk about your health, whether you've taken a vaccine or not. I mean, what's going to be next? So I don't think people are going to trust their government or want to be involved in a vaccine passport kind of mandate. I think you will get complete pushback from folks, and it's not going to happen.
Stavros, if folks want to help your campaign out, if they want to be a part of helping getting you elected, how can they go about doing that?
Well, I appreciate that, Kevin. It's Stavros Anthony. I'm running for lieutenant governor for the great state of Nevada. My website is Stavros for Nevada, Stavros F-O-R, Nevada.com. You can go there to volunteer, make a contribution, and my email is stavrosanthony@gmail.com. So just remember, if you go to Greece, everyone has the first name of Stavros. Here in Nevada, I'm the only one.
I love that. Stavros, thanks so much. Be careful. I'm assuming you're going to be out on the road a bunch over the course of the next couple of months.
Yeah, going to Nye County Saturday and then doing another swing in the middle of the state in a couple of weeks and going up to Reno. So I tell you, this is an absolutely beautiful state, and there's some great things to see and some great people to meet, and I plan on doing that for the next couple of months at least.
Well, you'll be putting a lot of miles on your vehicle. Be safe out there, and we will talk with you again soon.
All right, Kevin. Thank you.
Stavros Anthony, Las Vegas City Councilman and Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor. This is going to be something interesting. That as we move further into the election cycle, and again the primary election is in June, and of course in November we have the general election. This is going to be a critical election for our state. And Lieutenant Governor, I know it doesn't seem like it's a big deal like the governor's race or the Senate race, but it is important because for a lot of reasons. They are a heartbeat away from being governor, and you got to wonder how's it going to play out. We'll find out, and we'll be talking with a lot of the folks that are involved in this election over the course of the next days, weeks, and months. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing. Und options. Und meine key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Chris Domine is a husband, father, an athlete, even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris's kidneys were failing.
The doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, you are going to die.
Chris received a second chance, made possible by an organ donor.
Your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, it's interesting, talking with Stavros Anthony, 23 years on the job with Metro, and I'll just tell you, it is getting tougher and tougher and tougher to be a police officer in the year 2022. I mean, it's weird. The news on Monday that it reported the FBI release that officers shot in the line of duty in 2021 was 73. That's incredible. That number is up to 43 as of now, or up 59%. And it's just not acceptable. And that's why, the people that...